USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review on possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The after-action review will examine whether any current employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements in FBI policies and procedures need to be made. A jetliner carrying 98 people crashed in a crowded neighborhood near the airport in Pakistan's port city of Karachi after an apparent engine failure. Officials say there were two survivors from the plane, but they also found at least 57 bodies in the wreckage. It was unknown how many people on the ground were hurt as the Pakistan International Airlines jet plowed into an alley and destroyed at least five houses. The pilot was heard transmitting Mayday to the tower shortly before the crash, which was flying from Lahore to Karachi, carrying many traveling for the Muslim holiday of Eid Fitr. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Another TV network is releasing some of its plans for the new fall season. And here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
ABC looking towards a 2020-21 broadcast season, but officials there say they're not yet ready to unveil a full fall schedule that could be potentially upended by continued production delays because of coronavirus. The network says it has renewed the bulk of its scripted and unscripted lineup, which amounts to 19 shows, while also cutting three comedies and a rookie drama. ABC expected to unveil the details, though, next month. It's the latest broadcaster to make a significant number of renewals in light of the COVID-19 production shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beaches are reopening all around the country for Memorial Day weekend, including the Jersey Shore, with the coronavirus still stalking the state and the rest of the USA. Not everything will be the way it used to be. Signs around the area said social distance today starts spreading the news. No arcades, no rides, no concerts or special events, closed playgrounds, capacity limits on beaches, long lines to use the few public bathrooms that will be open, and just takeout at most bars and restaurants, with drones flying overhead to help authorities monitor it all. Police and other security will be out on the sand to make sure people keep 6 feet apart, and lifeguards will blow the whistle on anyone who does not follow the new rules. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.